Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph. From the middle of the Shiloh, that you know, we had the Gemara before, that Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Tmidim Shlehutzuchu Litzibo is Niftun Tmidim. Said over Chiddush that the four extra kabbonis that are left over at the end of the year that you do not need, you can't use, so you have a right to be paid to them, to redeem them, even when they're a tam. That was his Chiddush. So this, we had a question, why? What happened to the Kedusha? The Kedusha Shabbat Mechen Hocho. So he wanted to bring a raya from the Keteris, that Keteris also, we could redeem it. So first he wanted to say, Tapli Gemara now Shani Keteris, the Kedusha is Damimu. You cannot bring me proof from Keteris, the Keteris only has the Kedusha is Damim. Calls the mind, we did not put it into the Klisharis, so maybe that's why you could redeem it. So Morris says no. Again, Elamayatif, so, Le'tif Sabatfu Yaim. If the Keteris has no Kedusha is Damim yet, then if a person that was Tameh, even though he went to the mikvah, but before the evening, he's called a Tfuyayim, if that person touches the Keteris, it should not be possible. Allah Matanya, how come we learned? Nitnu b'machteshes, once we put the Keteris into the grinder to chop it up, Nivstelot b'Tfuyayim, at that time it has a psul already of a Tfuyayim, if a person at the Tfuyayim touches the Keteris, it becomes possible. So the Havaminer is why? Because it has the Kedusha Saguf. So you see Keteris, once it went into the Machteshes, it has the Kedusha Saguf, and still the Rock Ridge, you could be paid to it, you could redeem it. So that's a proof, you have a right to redeem things, even when they're a tam. The Mavachi Temer, maybe you tell me, no, Kol Kedushas Domim Misle B'Tfuyoyim, maybe the Keteris only has the Kedushas Domim. That's all. It has no Kedusha Saguf yet, it's only the value of it is Kedush. Why is it Tfuyoyim if he touches it, Pasels? Because all Kedushas Adam is that way. So I bring you proof not like that. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Hamenochis. A mincha, that's the flour and the oil mixed together. Hamenochis. Moelim b'hem. As soon as you makdish them, Rasha the minchas yochid, as soon as you give Kedushas Adam on it, there's a bas mila. If you have enjoyment from it now, you chayiv a korban mila. Hamenochis moelim b'hem mishuktishu. That's only with the Kedushas Adam. Now, kitchu b'kli, once you put this mincha inside a kli sharis, that's a special kli that they serve in the Beit HaMikdash, that has a kedushas aguf, and that's the halacha, anything that comes in it also receives kedushas aguf, then, hoch shiro lives sabat ful yayim. Now this mincha is possible to become tameh if its full yayim touches it. So the diik is only because you put it into a kli sharis that it receives the kedushas aguf, but before that not. The same thing in the Mechusa Kippurim. Even though a person came here a Shemesh, but if he has to bring a korban the next day, before he brings the korban, he's still called Tameh. If he touches this mincha, he makes it the pasul. Uvalina, if you leave the mincha overnight, it becomes pasul. So the deek is, kitchu b'kli, only because you put your mincha inside a kli sharis. That gives it kedushas aguf. Then it's pasul b'tfu yayim. But lay kitchu b'kli, before you put your mincha inside the kli, so then it's only Kedushas Damim. It does not have Kedushas Aguf yet. Loi, it's not possible with the Tfuyayim. You see clearly, something that only has the Kedushas Aguf does not become possible with the Tfuyayim. If so, why does the Keteris become possible with the Tfuyayim? You want to tell me Keteris is only Kedushas Damim. If it's only Kedushas Damim, it should not become possible with Tfuyayim. So Mer says true, Elamai Kedushas Agufu. What do you want to tell me then? That the Keteris, yes, as soon as you put it into the Machteshes, as soon as you start chopping up the spices, the Keteris, it receives its Kedushas Aguf, and therefore it's Nifsalo B'Tfuyayim, and then we would have a good proof that you see it's possible for Kedushas Aguf to have a pigeon. Tamar says, no, Elamayativ, that's true what you're saying, that the Keteris has the Kedushas Aguf by the Machteshes. If so, Tifsubalino, if we leave the Keteris overnight, it should be possible. Anything that has a Kedusha Saguf, usually, you have to use it that day. You can't leave it overnight. Aloma Tanan, how come we learned? Ha Koimitz, that's when the Kayin takes the handful out of the Mincha. He has the Kemitz of the Koimitz in his hand, and that he's supposed to burn. Fi Ha Lavoino, or else the Lavoino he's supposed to burn. Fi Ha Keteris, and the Keteris. O Mincha as Kahanim, a Mincha that a Kayin brings, which is kula kol, the whole mincha is supposed to be burnt. There's no kemitza by a mincha of a kohen, or mincha as kohen meshuach, and the special Mincha Chazitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half of it Baboiker, half of it Bein Abayim, or Minchas Nesachim, who are then the Mincha that's brought for Nesachim with a Korban. When you bring a Korban, there are Nesachim with it, that you bring the wine, and you bring the oil and flour, you bring the Mincha. So these halachas, these type of menachas over here, moelim behen mishuk tishu. You have an istamila as soon as you mark the ship of pair. As soon as it has a kedushas damim on it, any type of a kedusha, right away there's an istamila, not to have enjoyment from hegdish. Kitshu b'kli, let's say we put all these menachas, or says even the kteris, inside a kli, you put it inside a kli sharis, that gives the kedushas aguf, now hokshu liv sabbat v'yayim. Over Mechusa Kippurim, over Lina, and now first it becomes possible Lina. So the Dik is Kitchu Bekli in, only because it was inside a Kli, Kli Sharis, that gives the Kedusha Zaguf. Then it becomes possible Lina. But Loi Kitchu Bekli, before you put it inside the Kli, Loi, it does not become possible Lina. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me that the Kteris has the Kedusha Zaguf right away, as soon as you put the Kteris inside the Machteshes, it has the Kedusha Zaguf, so there should be a Psulina right away. You don't have to wait to a new Kitchu B'Kli. There's no new Mila. What would a Kli help you? It already has the Kedusha Zaguf.
But you could still be over Mila.
Yeah, Mila, right. Mila's right away. As soon as it has even Kedusha Zdomim, as soon as you say Harezu Lehegdish, right away there's Nisa Mila. Then further is that not only the value is Hegdish, but the Chayfetz itself, the goof of it, becomes Kaddish. Kaddish is a goof. So, what? Enjoyment from Hegdish. If you have enjoyment from someone who belongs to Hegdish. All my life, I said back to him, Lina Kamrit, you're asking me a question about this new psul of Lina. Lina is usually after you make a shchit on an animal, or the kemitza, you cannot leave it overnight. You have to burn it that day. So psul in burning, you can't leave something overnight to burn it the next morning. I'll tell you, Shani Keteris. The Keteris is much different. It stays the same way the whole year. The form, it doesn't change, it doesn't rot away. When does there a psulina? You have a mincha. You let it stale right away, it gets stale. You have an animal, a korban, the basar, it gets rotten away. Mashenkin, the Keteris looks the same way, the same freshness as yesterday, tomorrow. Therefore, Minastam, there's no psulina, even though it has the Kedusha Zaguf. Therefore, there's a new Yisoid. Once you put inside a Kli Sharis, Mashma, then it's supposed to be Korov, then you have the Psalina. But otherwise not. Rashi says, O Mio Mishah Kitsha, the Kli, the Korov, Goza by Abadim Psalina. Once you put inside the Kli Sharis, it's right next to being put on the Mizbeach, then there's the Psal Midir Abadim, the Gzari Midir Abadim, to leave it overnight. But really, Mikra Adim Midiraisa, there's no Psalina by the Kters. So our Kopon, we're coming out now, Keteris also has the Kedusha Zaguf right away. So we're coming out, Mikom Makom Kasha. So now true, we have the question two places. Like, we have a question. You told me these Tamidim, these Korbonos, that when you can't use it, you could redeem them on money, even though they're a Tam. So the question was, V'chi Kedusha Shavem Lechon Olcho. What happened to the Kedusha? Usually when something has the Kedusha Zaguf, you cannot take off that Kedusha with the money. It's only Kedushas Domim. If it's only the value of it is Kaddish, there's a din of pidyon, you can take off the Kedusha with money. But now Kedusha's aguf. So what did you answer me? You answered me, I find the same thing by Keteris. So Mazel Tov, Stavakashna by Keteris also. Why by Keteris could you take off the Kedusha? The same question. Now you didn't answer. I have a question. There's a cloud usually by Kedusha's aguf. The Kedusha Shavem, Lechon Olcho. What happened to the Kedusha? First, Bezdin was Makdish these animals, the Keteris. So how could you redeem them when it's still fit to be used? So Moran says, Omar Rabbah, Rabban says, I'll tell you a new Yisoid here. Now this is the Pshat in Ula Amr Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say. That there's a new Yisoid here of Leiv Bezdin Masna Layim. That when Bezdin first buys these kabonas, these animals, to be used for Korban, to make a condition right away. That im hutzruchu hitzruchu, if we'll need them, we'll use them this year, from the Truma of this year, we could use it, very good. But the imlav, on the case that we cannot use it, the four korbanos that are left over every year, whereas the keteris that's left over every year, yiyuladimayim, they should only have the kedushas done on them, and therefore, with the money, you could redeem them. So true, usually the klal is, v'chi kedusha shabam is laich and olcho. Once something is kedusha saguf,
If a yochid is marked as something, or bez din stam, it's kodesh, you can't take off the grusha. You always have to wait till it becomes a baal mum first. Only here there's a new svara of leiv bez din masnalein. A bez din is smart. Like they know that there'll be four kabonis at the beginning. We're not going to be able to use, so why waste them? So let's make a condition right now and leiv bez din not to ruin them. Right, so Kedusha Guf is not really Chal. It's only Chal on the condition. If we need them, then there's a Kedusha Guf. If we do not need them, the Kedusha is never Chal. I told him, right, right, no, all right. Right. Omala Yabayas, Abayas said back, V'mahu diyomar, are you Rabbi, you yourself said, Hegdish Zohol Adomov. Hegdish Zohol Adomov. Listen. If you have an animal, a zocher, that's fit to be a korban, and you're only maktish l'damo, you only say you want it to be kushas dam, that's all. So locher is automatically kodesh kushas aguf. Automatically, there's a sort of migu, the naftik kushas damim, naftik kushas aguf. Rashi says, kodesh kushas aguf, v'yena nimkar, miyachash ikdishoy, v'atzma roi likorif, since this animal itself is fit to be for korban, and yoytzim de mizbeach, you can never go away from the Mizbeach. Automatically, it's Chalak Dushas Aguf. Rokin Ami, Lamai Mahani Tanai Leif Bezdin, Vichy Amri Nami Yela Dineyem, Kitchubul Agufayu. What is going to help the Rabbonin? Make it Tanai. At most, they'll say, what? It should remain to Dushas Domin. Even if it's only Dushas Domin, automatically, an animal that's fit to be put on the Mizbeach has a Dushas Aguf. So what kind of Tanai are you going to make? Here, how do you make the Tanai it's only Dushas Domin? That in itself automatically makes the Dushas Aguf. Malakasha, hodi yomal edimei oilo, hodi yomal edimei nisochin. Depends for what type of gushas domim you said. If you say gushas domim for korban oilo, that means with the money of this animal, you want to buy a korban oilo, then we say it's chal gushas aguf on this animal itself. Since this animal, the money, is going to be brought for a korban, and it itself is fit for a korban, so automatically it should be used for a korban. But if you say it should only be brought for the Dmei of Nesachim, you want to sell this animal and buy it with the money, you want to buy mincha, or you want to buy wine to be brought for Nesachim, so since you do not have plans to use the animal, and the animal cannot be used for a mincha or for yayin, therefore you don't say the migu. Therefore, if you make a dushas domin, it's only chag dushas domin. So that's what Bezdin does here also. Bezdin makes a leiv Bezdin masnalayim, that on the tzad we do not use it, with the money we're going to use to buy nesachim, or we'll buy a mincha. So therefore it's not chal kedushas aguf on the animal.
So you have to sell it to get
the right. Eisle, another question. Salocho, par v'soya shiyom ha-kippurim, shovdu. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a special par and a soya on Yom Kippur. Let's say first he was makdishit, and he lost it. Erev Yom Kippur, he lost it. So v'hifra shachem tachtayim. So instead he put another two kabonis, another soyer and a par.